We made it. It's a year. Happy birthday to us and our podcast, Two Girls, One Review.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Oh my goodness, a year. Can you believe that we've been doing this for a full year with two seasons?
I absolutely cannot. If I'm being entirely honest, I, for one thing, can't believe we've already made it through two seasons of this podcast. And I honestly can't believe we've been doing this for a year now.
I know. It, again, time just kind of has stood still, but also flown by.
I honestly can't believe we're already in the year 2022. I'm still processing 2020.
It's crazy because we had mentioned this after season one, where we were reviewing all of season one and whatnot. And it's just crazy because this just started way back in, 2013? We originally said, let's start a YouTube channel or some kind of something to get this going. Mm-hmm. And then we did back in 2016. I think we officially were like, hey, let's get this up and running. And it never did because we didn't figure out to use Zoom and whatnot.
We kept running into technical issues. We couldn't quite, for everybody listening, we are basically on opposite ends of the country from each other.
Yeah. So
it was just really hard to figure out the best way to kind of capture the sound. We had considered doing video and not just strictly podcast for a while. So it was just trying to figure out how we were going to get that done, how it was going to be quality. And it was just such a hassle to try to figure everything out. Arguably, it wasn't that hard even back then, but it was difficult enough. And I feel like it's only gotten easier as time has gone on. And now it's like as simple as just plug and play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's kind of cool because, as we've said, it's something that we get to do together and unfortunately not being in the same room. And that kind of, I guess, could be a reasoning of all of the technical errors that we have had through this podcast is, I mean, when we first started out, I didn't even have a good mic. I was using my laptop mic, the built-in one, and it just, the sound quality was not there for me. And then from there, it was learning how to properly edit our content. And even still today, going before whenever season three comes out of, you know, you sound much louder than me on the podcast that I do. So tweaking things here and there and learning as we go.
And we'll still run into issues even to this day. So it's definitely been a process to figure out how to get to this point. I can't believe we came up with this idea so long ago and we've been actually doing this for a year now.
I know, and it's pretty cool. I've enjoyed our time, especially, I think I just enjoy all of the different reviews that we do, and I love our bonus episodes. I just, things like this in particular, though, these type of bonus episodes where we're just kind of bantering and whatnot is probably some of my favorite because I think we get some really organic content that gets out there.
I definitely enjoy the bonus episodes a little bit more. I get, like, don't get me wrong, I love doing the movie podcasts and like doing like the movie and TV reviews with you. Like, that is an absolute blast. But it's like you have to force yourself to focus on the topic and banter, sure, but not get too far off track from the movie we're actually talking about, which is something that me and you can easily do.
Oh, 100%.
We were doing it before we started recording. We were talking about needing to get started and then we just kept going off on tangent after tangent. So it's definitely easier when we're doing the bonus episodes because we can just kind of talk about whatever we want where it's like, yeah. Okay, stay on target for the movie and TV stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And especially because I think what makes specific reviews easier than others is if it's fresh in our mind, number one. Number two, it's something that we've watched so many times too that it's something we don't need to rewatch again. So for instance, one review in particular would be The Devil Wears Prada. I have seen that movie dozens of times, but I still rewatched it just because it's one of my favorite movies, but I know that film like the back of my hand, where something else like what we were going to do was the Klaus film from Netflix for our holiday films that we didn't get around to, and that I've never seen. So that would have been having to sit down, pay attention, watch a movie, and regurgitate it all for a review. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that, because we put our own spin on these reviews.
It's definitely harder to talk about the ones that you're less familiar with. Kind of thing with the Almost Famous episode. I've said in that episode that is my favorite movie of pretty much all time. And I've seen it so many times. I don't need to watch it again to tell you what happens in the movie, to tell you exactly how every moment in that movie makes me feel. And I even watched the extended version just for the podcast. Same thing. Didn't need to, but totally wanted to. But some of the other ones that we've watched like just once to do for the podcast, I feel like I'm kind of stumbling through the episode, essentially, where I can just have a flow going for something like Almost Famous.
Oh yeah, and I think that's where the two of us, it works for us, because we kind of level each other out in that sense. There's a sense of respect as well, looking and being respectful of all of the fandom that surrounds a lot of these TV shows and movies too, because even, I want to be the first to say, even if there's something we watch and we don't agree with it, or we give it like a small popcorn rating, that I still want to be respectful to the fans that absolutely love this film.
Yeah, I totally understand that too. It's just like, it's just not made for me, or maybe not made for you. And
yeah,
it's just didn't do for us what it might do for somebody else.
Definitely. And it's just something where I think going forward, as we continue going through these seasons, and that's the great thing about having podcasts, is especially when we do it ourselves, is we don't rely on anybody else to edit our content. We don't rely on anyone else to feed us our content. It all comes from us. That as long as me and you are still up to wanting to make content, then we can make as many seasons and episodes as we want to. Where it's, you know, there's other podcasts that have been canceled and haven't been renewed for different seasons because of whatever reasons that it's come down to, but I feel we don't have to worry about that in that sense.
No, we're really, really just here for the fun of it. It's just, yeah, we've always enjoyed watching movies and TV shows and getting to discuss them together. We've always enjoyed bantering together. And I don't know, it just like felt right when we originally started talking about the idea, but again, scheduling and technical difficulties made it difficult mm-hmm. to do. But it's just so much fun to just gab with you. So it's just, for as long as you're willing to put up with me being ridiculous and screaming about loving way too many movies and giving them all large bags of popcorn, then we can do this forever.
Hey, give yourself some credit. You've given a few medium and I think one small bag.
I think I gave one movie a small bag. I can't remember what it was. It might have been a TV show. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I think we have 20 episodes that are full reviews now, so
maybe I'll go through the episodes sometime soon and like try to do like a popcorn count.
Yeah, so going back, I know I had originally asked you back in season, like after season one ended, what your favorite episode was. Well, now since we have a broader content, is it the same episode that's your favorite, or is it changed?
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember what I said my favorite episode was the first time.
You had said, if I remember, that it was the Almost Famous episode 12.
Yeah. I want to say that that's what I said. I think this time what I'm going to say is probably one of our bonus episodes. I think the Blockbuster one might have been my favorite just because it was so yeah. much fun. Like that whole, like starting out, just that whole vacation was just an absolute blast because I miss you and it was so great to get to see you. And
yeah, definitely.
I think the number one thing like me and Clay like talk about that vacation, other than like the fact that we got locked out of our freaking hotel room three separate times.
Yeah.
Well, is that we'll talk about how how much we wish that you and Wes or me and him lived closer together so that we could just like go out and do things together. Cause it's just, it's so hard to find people and couples that you like have like a really good relationship with. And,
yeah.
Like with, and you and Wes, it's like you were made for me and Clay.
Well, again, and this isn't talking about movies and whatnot. I've made this comment to you before where we are essentially with our perspective zodiac signs, where Wes is a Pisces, you're a Pisces, Clay is a Virgo, I am a Virgo Libra on the cusp. So sorry if anyone doesn't like or believe in any of that. That's fine. But I like to read that kind of stuff. So
it's definitely interesting how we did that, though. So I mean,
I don't. Yeah. That was unintentionally planned.
Yes, it was. But it's like you guys were made for us. And we click, we get together so well. And it's just like when we got to hang out for the vacation and got along together so well and got to hang out, and honestly we should all just like move out there and like be next door neighbors, because I need more time with you, Nikki. That was my favorite episode.
Done. Oh yeah, I have to agree, that is probably a really great episode. We had our first guest speaker, which was Clay, which was really cool getting him to join on the podcast, and now we've made it kind of a seasonal thing where Clay returns. But I'll have to say that probably another episode that's my favorite, because I had said that The Devil Wears Prada was my first favorite episode because it was one of our highest ratings and whatever. And I've changed my mind where I think the Walking Down Potter Lane one, where we just kind of gush about Harry Potter.
I love that one. Have you watched the reunion yet? I know I'm not supposed to ask you if you watched anything new.
So before we started recording, we were on the phone for probably about an hour, and she asked me if I had seen a new movie that just came out. And I smiled and said, just don't even ask, because I don't watch anything new when it comes out. But yeah. No, I have not watched it yet. Only I have an actual good reason why, though, because Wes has not seen the last two films, so we have to watch the last two. But to his defense, I have put it off so long just because between each movie, without giving too many spoilers and things away, is a lot happens. And especially in those last three films, a lot happens where it is too much, where I need a break from the last film before the Deathly Hallows films. So it's a lot.
It definitely is a lot, but I can't believe Wes has never seen them before. Like, what?
Yeah. I remember watching the last Deathly Hallows and my childhood went right out the door because, again, we've mentioned this, and not going any further down into Harry Potter talk, is just we grew up literally watching those films from when we were in third grade to when we graduated high school. So those essentially grew up with us, those actors and actresses did, so it means a lot. And
it was such a phenomenon. They're like, again, trying not to get too far into it, but it's just there are a lot of things like that last a long time, that get big followings and stuff like that. I feel like the way
like
that
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I feel like the way that Harry Potter happened was, for lack of a better word, magical. Just straight magical. And so that's all I'm going to say about it. Go watch the reunion, Nikki. I can't believe you haven't. You still, I'm pretty sure I asked you about this last podcast, or one before last. You still need to watch the Tournament of Houses. You still need to watch that.
Yeah, I am behind on a lot of things in life because my fur child has kept me from living my life at the moment. But just more for what I think, because each time we have these bonus episodes where we kind of go back, review, and think about past seasons, going into season two, I think we had started out kind of the way season one was, and then we finally found a good groove in episode probably two or three, where we really sat down and wanted to change the dynamics and how we were reviewing and kind of just going forward with our episodes. And I think that's where our podcast really nailed it for me in particular.
I definitely agree. Season one, it really felt less like we were doing like two girls, one review, and it felt more like two girls and one recap.
Oh yeah, spark notes.
So I definitely feel like we've gotten a lot better about just giving like the quick, like need to know summary at the top of the episode. Mm-hmm. And then just talking about the import, like the parts that meant something to us or made us like feel a certain kind of way. Or things like that. I feel like we've gotten a lot better about just discussing basically just how movies and TV shows make us feel for each other versus just being like, this is what the movie is, and here's a bag of popcorn to go with it.
No, I have to 100% agree with everything you just said, because, and again, that's what it comes down to, is when you're trying to find your groove, whether it's doing podcasts, doing YouTube videos, TikToks, it doesn't matter. Your first so many videos or recordings aren't going to be as up to par as where they are going. And that's just how it is, especially again, because it's just the two of us. We don't have that kind of management on top of us guiding us and telling us how to go forward or how to change things. So it's trial and error.
Yeah, it's just kind of figuring everything out on your own. And I definitely feel that, not even just here, but like you said, with the TikToks and stuff as well, because I've been doing TikTok. My 1 year anniversary for that was about December when I actually started doing it regularly. And it's literally, sometimes I will get likes on those old videos that I have, and I will go back and watch the video because it's been a while since I've seen it, and I want to cringe so bad because I'm just like, oh, like it's an older phone, so the video quality is worse, like I have no backdrops, or I didn't even have a ring light or anything, like an actual stand for my phone back then. Like I had this mannequin that I build my cosplays on, and then a hanger attached to the mannequin, and it was a wire hanger, and I bent in a certain way that my pop socket would fit in it.
Hey, whatever works and you get your content done, because I agree. I look back at some of my YouTube videos where all of it is done on a straight Mac camera, and it's not until just this year that I finally got back into YouTube, which I've been terrible since I came back, because again, fur baby that has kept me from doing anything that I need to do in my life. And you can tell the video quality as these new videos versus my original YouTube videos is much clearer, because it's on an actual DSLR camera. And I have lighting now. I have a background of just white. And so I think that's just what it comes down to. In advice for anybody wanting to get out there and do a podcast, YouTube, TikTok, get out there and do it. Don't feel bad if you can't afford specific items. Make do with what you have and it will happen.
Like, just get started. Just do what it is that you're wanting to do. And as you can afford things, as you learn things, as you hone your skills to get better at whatever it is that you're trying to produce, it will come. You just it's amazing to me the night and day difference that a single year has had on our podcast, on the TikToks, on even the YouTube channel I have with Clay. Like, it's literally a night and day difference. And again, and even then, like, we have such a long ways to go to like get to the quality that some of like the podcasters and YouTubers and other content creators that I kind of aspire to, who kind of inspired me to want to do these things. I have a long ways to go before I get there, and we have a long ways to go before we get there. But at the same time, I'm so in awe and so impressed by everything we have managed to do. We do have a long ways to go, sure, but we've come so far, and I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, same. It's pretty cool. It's one of those things where it's not every day where it could be an everyday thing because everybody wants to get on Instagram and TikTok and everything now. But it is very rare, I will say, that one, you find somebody that you really connect with and bond with that you were so close with. So first and foremost, our relationship, and then let alone have something that is ours that we do together. And it's just something that I can at the end of the day say, hey, I get to record and talk with my best friend, and this is something I'll always have and cherish with her.
And what's crazy about it to me too is I feel like growing up, I was always told like, don't work with friends, don't work with family, it never works out well, you just fight, blah, blah, blah. And to me, I don't think that's true. I think that's entirely incorrect. I think what the issue has always been when I get advice for like that from people is those people were just working with people they don't work well with, essentially. I don't know if that sounded right, but it's just like, if you really look at some of the people who were quote unquote self-made or successful, like not necessarily born into it, they had to like build themselves up to get to that point kind of thing. They didn't actually ever do it on their own. They did it with friends and family that they worked well with. And noticing that, I was just like, why am I not doing that?
I think that is, you nail it on the head because there's so many different directions and avenues that you can go in relationships that you have with people. And I think it has to definitely come down to you have to have a strong enough relationship because it's a lot of give and take with anything that you're doing, any relationship. And there are times where we'll sit before thinking of our next five, six, seven reviews, whatever it is, where we'll sit there and I'll say to you, no, I don't feel like doing that one, but yet it was something you really wanted to do, or vice versa. So I think it just comes to having a really strong bond and relationship with whether it's your friend, coworker, whoever, but you just have to be a good teammate, I guess, is where I'm going with this sappy spiel.
No, and you're exactly right. You're exactly right. So I'm very glad that we started doing this together. I think we've made something
Same.
pretty awesome here, and I can't wait to see where it goes in the future.
Well, we started talking on the phone before we started recording this bonus episode. We were trying to figure out, well, what direction were we going to go with this episode? And we honestly went completely off the cuff and just said, hey, let's chat, see where it takes us. And this is where it has taken us today, my friend.
It's been fun doing this with you.
We did it, baby. But from here on out, this is bonus episodes that is coming everybody's way. We're gonna have monthly bonus episodes until season three starts, which season three is coming your way, everybody, end of May into June.
I'm very excited for a few of the bonus episodes that we're going to have coming out in the next few months.
Yeah, until then, everyone. Bye.
Bye. If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts.
Even, I mean, when will we eat? Bubble, wee! I'm gonna take a bubble bath.